We left off last week. We began discussing the sugya of Naschat Rabbi Abba, and much of our discussion revolved around the basic question that takes up the bulk of this Tosfos in Lamed Aleph and Aleph. Namely, when the person who was chotef the Naschat, the person who grabbed the Naschat, admits that he was chotef the Naschat, says in chatve, yes, I was chotef, exactly what the Erechot said. But the didichatve, what I grabbed was really myself, my own. So why is the person rejected? Why does the person lose out the din Torah? Why don't we say as follows? Let's believe a person to say in chatve, didichatve, the migo that I could have said lo chatve altogether. Migo I could have easily said that I was in chotef. Now wait a second, not so simple. We have to revamp that migo a little bit. We have to touch up that migo. You wouldn't have been believed to say lo chatve just like that because it was an erecha who said you were chotef. So we would have believed you to say lo chatve with a shvua. So let's carry that over. Let's borrow that concept of that time that potentially you could have said was lo chatve bishvua. So let's believe you to say in chatve v'didi chatve bishvua. We'll make you take a shvua to that extent. So therefore, the migo should lechare be a powerful, should lechare be an acceptable migo. So the bulk of the shiur we spoke about in the previous shiur on Thursday was all the different opinions in the Rishonim. What's wrong with this migo? What's lacking in this migo? Is this a migo de ha'azaz? Is it a migo de yarei? Is it a migo for a shvud de ra'isa to shvud de rabban? On every possible permutation, we try to make up new klal menuchas migo and revamp and revitalize old klal menuchas migo. We tried so hard, following in the footsteps of the Ri, to show that there's something wrong with this migo. There's something which is fundamentally lacking in this migo in terms of the standards of regular hilchas migo, and that's why the migo doesn't apply here. But the ikaron, in theory, migo would have worked here. There's nothing intrinsically wrong with applying migo in this sugya. It's just that the migo doesn't meet the mark of migo. That was basically the mahalach of Thursday's shiur. But now we have to take an entirely different approach. Right? We didn't start the Rivam yet, right? We just left off, right? We just left about to start the Rivam. So now we have to take a totally different approach to this sugya, and that's the approach that's first taken by the Rivam in half places. So it comes to Rivam and says, everything that we've been talking about for the last half an hour in Tosfos is not true. Says the Rivam, "L'chein nira kachrik mashpeish Rivam. Devad they have a migo. This migo is a great migo. It's the best migo in the world. In chadfe b'didi chadfe migo the amal lo chadfe. Just throw in a shvua just to make the migo work. And there's nothing intrinsically wrong with this migo. And says the Rivam, not only is there nothing intrinsically wrong with this migo, but we have documented that there were Amorim who actually accepted this migo. Who are the Amorim who accepted this migo? Well, we don't have it in Baba Basra Daf Lamed Aleph because the other opinion doesn't appear, but where the sugya, the main part of the main sugya actually appears in Masechah Shavuos, and in Shavuos we are privy to the fact that there are Amorim who disagreed with Rabbi Abba, the names of Rav and Shmuel. And in fact, for this reason, L'Hachi Patri Rav and Shmuel, the name of Bishvua, Bigad Abiyam L'Chad Fei. So Kubs tells us and says from the fact that there were Amorim who disagreed with Rabbi Abba, we don't necessarily paskel like Rav and Shmuel, but the fact that there were Amorim who disagreed with Rabbi Abba, it must be that they bought into this migo. So that indicates that this migo is acceptable. There's nothing intrinsically, because migo-wise, there's nothing wrong with this migo. So what is Rabbi Abba's punchline in that sugya? So now Tosfos gets to the punchline. Rabbi Abba Sover, Abba gav the Islam migo, chayev. Even though he has a good migo, he's still high. If the cave of the Ika Echad Amachayv or Shvuah Min HaTorah, Keinu Adin She Yishav Al HaKish As Eid O Yishalim Ein Mol O Migo Lipoter. You know what the Rivam's talking about? What the Rivam just said was, why doesn't the migo work? What's wrong with the migo? What does the Rivam say? What's wrong with the migo? What did he say? The migo doesn't work. Not because anything wrong with the migo. The migo is a great migo. It still doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Because what? Because there's a shvuah says echad against it. And therefore what? What did the Rivam say? What kind of cloud did the Rivam just develop for us? What is the Rivam talking about? So we're going to approach the Rivam, looking at the Rivam through the eyes of the Rashba. The Rashba who quotes the Rivam, and even though the Rivam's presentation in Tosfos is a little bit unclear, we're going to assume what the Rivam meant, as quoted by Tosfos, is the same as the way the Rashba presents it, so we're going to still call this a Shittas HaRivam. Even though if you look in the words of Tosfos, you can't tell 100%. But we're going to present it, we're going to call it the Shittas HaRivam as clear to us from the Rashba. Comes the Rashba and alludes to a fundamental question, a fundamental basic question in the sugya, and that's as follows. Clearly, if we're going to reject the approach of the Ri, and we're going to take the approach that there's nothing intrinsically wrong with this migo, what's preventing this migo from working is the existence of Shvuas Eid Echad, we can raise the following question. What is it about Shavuos Eid Echad that prevents Nigo from being applicable? So you can break down that term in one of two ways. The term of the board is Shavuos Eid Echad, but one can understand it one of two problems. Either it's the Shavuos Shabo that prevents Nigo, but there's a Chiv Shavuos, so somehow something about Hilcha Shavua prevents Nigo. Or maybe it's not so much a function of Hilcha Shavua, but it's more of a function of the unique role of an Eid Echad that prevents Nigo from being applicable. So we're going to understand both of these approaches. Let's take the first one first. Comes the Rashman and says, we have to raise a fundamental chakira, fundamental basic chakira, about the very essence of chiyuvei shvua in the Torah. Again, there aren't too many shvuas for us to talk about. They're all 3 min Torah. But there is a common denominator between all three shvuas. What are all three shvuas min Torah? They're all shvuas haniftarim, right? They're all examples where the din Torah points in a direction of the guy and says, listen, Reuven, we have two options for you. Either you could pay, or you could swear. You're a shomer. If you want to get off the hook, we'll let you get off the hook. You have to take a shvua. If you're not interested in taking a shvua, you got to come up with the funds. The Meidah Mitzvah say, listen, we give you two options, either pay or swear. When it comes to shvuos, they're not the same story. So each one of the shvuos in the Torah is a shvuos haniftar, and we're given two options on the table, either to pay or to swear. Yesh lach, or one can raise the following chakira, what's the nature of these two options that the Torah gives you? V'lokach be'olav v'lo yishalim, that's the mokor, Pashas Mishpatim, for the concept of the shvuos haniftar. V'lokach be'olav, that the owner takes the shvuah, accepts the shvuah, receives the shvuah from the nishba, v'lo yishalim, and therefore he doesn't have to pay, the implication being that if he doesn't swear, he has to pay. How do we understand the nature of that halacha? So one can present them one of two ways. Either one can understand that the chiyuv shvuah is fundamentally a chiyuv shvuah. That's what it is. The entire paskins in the direction that Reuven has to take a shvuah, that's basically where the din Torah ends. Reuven is mechuyav take a shvuah. That's the psak of the dayanim. Reuven, you achab take a shvuah sashem. Reuven, you achab take a shvuah made in mixes. Reuven, you achab take a shvuah sadechon. That's the psak. Beis Din gave the psak, issued the psak and shvuah. The guy dilly dallies. The guy says, nah, I don't want to take a shvuah. I'm too from. I don't want to take a shvuah. I'm not just taking a shvuah. Do me something. Comes a secondary halach and says, a person who's mechuyav to take a shvuah and refuses to take the shvuah. I didn't say he's unable to take the shvuah. I didn't touch Rabbi Abba's Eino Yochel Lishava yet. That's maybe for next year. But a guy doesn't want to. He's mechuyav shvuah Eino Rotz Lishava. I don't want to take a shvuah. Well, I'm not interested in taking a shvuah. So comes the secondary halacha and says, if a person is mechuyav shvuah and he doesn't want to take that shvuah, we have to start the court proceedings all over again. Open up the Beis Din again. I mean, not really, I'm just saying it, you know, dramatically, but figuratively, we have to start all over again. And now we have a new Din Torah. What do you do to a guy who's supposed to take a Shavuah, but refuses to take a Shavuah? Comes the Loch and says, Mishalim. Comes the Loch and says, Eina Rotz Elishava, Mishalim. So in effect, every Din Torah that imposes a Shavuah really has two stages to it. The original, the initial psach of the Beis Din is really to be nishba. That's the way it stands. Beis Din doesn't pass you have to pay. Beis Din never told the Beis Din you have to pay. Beis Din never told the Shem you have to pay. Beis Din never told the one who's connected to Echad has to pay. That was the psach of Beis Din. Beis Din's psach is shvuah. That's the chiyuv haTorah. Take a shvuah. Now, if a guy doesn't want to cooperate, then we have further proceedings that we have to do. Anyone who doesn't cooperate has to be mishalim. That's one way of understanding the relationship between shvuah and tashlum. But there's a very different way of understanding the relation between Shavuah and Tashlumin, and it's as follows. Beis Din knows how to say Chayav L'Shalim. The Torah knows how to paskin a guy's Chayav to be M'Shalim. Apishnayim Eirim Yochum B'Dovah. Two way to walk at the Beis Din and say, Reuven broke Shimon's window. What's the Psach Beis Din? You Chayav and Tashlumin. Finished. Is there any postscript to that Psach? Is there any clause in the bottom? Is there anything in between the lines that says there's a way to get out of it? Absolutely not. Chayav l'shalim. A guy steals something, yishalim shnayim. A guy shechts a shor v'seh, salav v'hei. Torah knows how to throw a book at the person, yichayav l'shalim. So 99.99% of dinei Torah have a clear cut psa. That's it. Either chayav or potter. And every once in a while, the Torah gives us a strange psa. The Torah says, Yechayev l'shalim, absolutely, throw the book at Yechayev l'shalim, but read in between the lines. You can do something to circumvent that obligation. we're going to give you a special way to, in a sense, avoid the repercussions of the psak that we just gave you. What's that special trick that the Torah gives you in very, very limited cases? What's it called? Called the shvua. It means, basically, when you have a maidah b'miktzas, the guy's maidah b'miktzas, the halacha says, come on, the guy's maidah already 50%. He's probably lying. He probably owes the whole amount. He's probably just dilly-dally. He doesn't want to pay right now. The psak bezin is chayav l'shalim. Finished. End of discussion. Almost end of discussion. In the little note on the bottom, it says, however, if the nidar will choose to take a shvua to deny the other 50%, then the bezin will accept that shvua in lieu of tashlumin. But fundamentally, the original psak of bezin was chayav tashlumin. I gave you the car to watch. Obligated to return the car to me. You're telling me a Bubba Mike said, no, the car was blown away. Was it a Vaz came? A cyclone in Kansas? A Misa? I'm not interested. I gave you a car, I want the car back. So comes the Torah and says, a Shomer is Chayev. Finished. You got the car, you have to return the car. No ands, ifs, and buts. Except for the and, if, and buts of the following. If the Shomer takes a Shvua, then in a little spine print it says, he'll be able to, in a sense, get out of that Chayev Tashlum. So what's the nature of the relationship between Shvua and Tashlumin? Is it two steps? That the basic obligation is a Chiv Shvua? In the event the Shvua doesn't get implemented for whatever reason, then the Chiv Tashlumin kicks in? Or do we say no? That the original Psach Beizin, the original Mechayev, of Erechad of Shemir, Mermedim, and Miktas, is a Chiv Tashlumin with a Poter. It's a Chiv with a Poter. What's Pshat? So comes the Rashb and says, L'chora, that's what the Rivam is about. The Rival understood that whenever you have one of these three magic cases of either Edechad, Shvus HaShemrim, Veid B'miktas, the Psach is Achiv Tashlumin. That's it. That's where it ends. Yechayev, Beizin, Kapasi, and Yechayev. But when Beizin gives you this Psach, there's a little note written on the bottom. If you can take a Shvua, then we'll give you a buy. It's a freebie. It's a way to, we'll give you that special pardon. You get Yechayev Misa, but the king will pardon you. Yechayev Tashlumin, the Torah will pardon you if you can take the Shvua. B'med v'mamurim, if you go the root of Shvua. If you take the Shvua, then you get out of the Chayev Tashlumin. You're going to come like this. You're going to come to the Beis Din and say, thank you very much, Beis Din, for giving me the Psak that I'm Chayev. I understand that I'm Chayev, but let me explain to you what's going on, okay? I really should be able to get out of this Psak of being Chayev because I have Migo. Migo? No. Migo was a principle that's used before Beis Din comes to the Psak of Chayev. Once Beis Din on Kapaskin that you're Chayev, what's Migo? We didn't undo a Psak, did? Migo was one of the mechanisms that we use to try to get to the Psak. We got to the Psak already. We know what the Psak is. The Psak is you're Chayev and Tashlumin. Elo what? There's a little addendum on the bottom of the contract that says, by the way, if you want to get out of paying so you can take a Shvua, good, Beis Din says, we'll stick to it. You want to take a Shvua? Okay, give some day. Take a Shvua. You want to get out of a shvua by giving us a shtekel Torah with a migo and a mindset and taking another shvua? That's not what it says in the contract. That's not available. That option is not available to you. You have to pay. Comes to Rivam and says, what shayach to invoke a migo once Beis Din paskin that you have to pay? Once the psach already pointed in the direction of chayav, what do you mean migo? Who migo? Where migo? What migo? The chayav was already chal on you. It's a chayav tashlumin. The only possible way to get out of this chayav tashlumin is through that unique clause on the bottom, that special pardon of shvua. Anything short of that, it's not going to work. So the guy's going to come and say, okay, I'll take a shvua. He's going to take a shvua. What's going to be a shvua? Back to Rav Chaim Yavam. The guy's going to get up and he's going to swear with a sefer Torah with his hand. If they rob him on Erev Yom Kippur, what's he going to swear? That's what he's going to swear. What do we say to him? Mister, what do we say? That's the wrong shvua. So that's, you can take a shvua that you're not going to eat apples anymore. What does that have to do with this dinter? That's not what it says in the bottom of the contract. The bottom of the contract doesn't say you can take a shvua of your choice. The shvua is a shvua. Hachish is an echad. The shvua is shvua sashayim. The shvua is shvua smayim mixes. You have to take the shvua that the pardon says. You can take your own shvua. Mine is a shvua zay. So what we're talking about. So comes the Rivam and the elaborate by the Rashi and says that the very nature of the relationship between shvua and tashlumin is such that once the chiyuv shvua was nikva, it's not a chiyuv shvua that was nikva, it's a chiyuv tashlumin that was nikva. There's no way for you to undo that just to bring up a migo. Dig up a migo, what's migo going to help? The entire is over, the chiyuv tashlumin is already there. This is the Rivam's understanding. This is the problem in our sugya. This is the reason why in Charf and Dicharf is a meaningless Migo. Migo after the Chavis Tashlum, it doesn't make any sense. Comes the Ramban in our Sugya and quotes Yesh Aimim Yesh Mefarshim that says a little bit of a different twist. Comes the Ramban and says, we have a phrase there on the board that's called Shvuas Eid Echad. And the Rivam is telling us that Migo is not going to work with Makom Shvuas Eid Echad. So, whereas the Rivam said, Migo doesn't work against any Shvuah in effect because of this Lamdas that we just said, comes the Ramban and Yeshem and says, no, that's not the problem. There's something very unique about the Shvuah's Eid Echad. The emphasis is not on the syllable Shvuah, not on the word Shvuah, but the emphasis is on Eid Echad. It's the presence of an Eid Echad that inhibits the possibility of a Migo being applied. What's the problem? There's an equation in Halacha that we know about Eid Echad. What do we know about Eid Echad? What do we know about Eid Echad? What's the equation about Eid Echad? Kol Mokom She Shnayim Mechayvim Mamon, Eid Echad Mechayiv Shvuah. Okay? Means, Kol Zman, that the person hasn't been Nishba, what's the nature of an Eid Echad? When Eid Echad comes in Mamon, the Torah Shreis Chayiv Mechayiv, Lo Yokom Eid Echad Be'ish Lechol Oven Lechol Chathas, and Eid Echad has no Nehmanas and nothing and zero Pish Lech Medi Bechum Dover. That's what it says in Toshib Echsav? Yeah, almost. Comes the Toshib Apeh and says, I know what it says in the Torah Kedaisha Liyachom Melecha Be'ish. That means he's not come to Mechayev Mamun. Aval Kamu L'Shvuah. What does that mean, Aval Kamu L'Shvuah? What's the nature of that Halacha, that Kamu L'Shvuah? What the nature of that Halacha is that Chol Zman, that we haven't gotten rid of this Eid Echad, we haven't figured out a way to bump off this Eid Echad, the Eid Echad has the status of what? Of what? Of what? Of Shnei Edim. What Shnei Edim can do, an Eid Echad can do. The only difference between Shnei Edim and an Eid Echad is that Shnei Edim, you can't weasel out with a Shvuah. That you can't do. Apishnei Medim Yochum Dorf, it's over. Eid Echad, Kol has the ability to be knocked out through a Shvuah, but Kol's mind that the Eid Echad has not been removed, what is he? He's Shnei Edim. Whatever you can't do in the presence of Shnei Edim, you can't do in the presence of Eid Echad. That's the klal of Shvuah Eid Echad. That's what the koyach of Eid Echad is. Comes the Ramban and says, now that we know that an Eid Echad, basically, we're going to have a very, very strange equation on this board, but it's true. What's with these markers? Eid Echad equals Shnei Edim. Looks like Sisrei Torah. It's a good thing no one can see it. Right? Eid Echad equals Shnei Edim. That's what it says. Eid Echad equals Shnei Edim. It's the same thing. Until the Shavuot is taken. Once the Shavuot is taken, then the Eid Echad disappears in the thin air. The Kol Zman, there was no Shavuot, the Eid Echad equals Shnei Edim. Comes to Ramban and says, imagine the following Din Torah taking place. Let's change the case of Naschat Rabbi Abba. There wasn't an Eid Echad who saw you being Chaytev. There were two Edim who saw you being Chaytev. Imagine. Imagine that happened. So Reuben was Chaytev, a Nascha from Shimon, in the presence of Levi and Yehuda. So Levi and Yehuda just walked to the base and says, we saw Reuben just steal something in broad daylight. We saw him go up to a guy, knock the guy down, mug him, grab his Nascha from him. We saw it. So the base then approaches Reuben and says, Reuben, would you please like to explain, you have two Edim who are testifying that you just mugged the guy on the A-Train. Could you please explain what you just did? So what does Reuben say? Sure, Beis Din, no problem. You know what I just did? Nope. Fill in the next line. In charfi v'didi charfi. Yeah, I mugged him, but it was I mugged him to get back to Naschat that belonged to me. He stole it from me on last train. He beat me up on the one train last night, so I'm getting back to him on the A train today. In charfi v'didi charfi. Anyone want to pass that Din Torah? What would we say to Reuven? Where would we send him? To the lake, straight to the lake. Throw him off the train. What kind of ridiculous time is that? That's tantamount to Edom coming and saying, we saw Reuven rob Shimon. That's what chotaf means. That means robbing. Okay, that's called robbing, grabbing something that's not yours. That's the legal definition of robbery. So we saw Reuven grab something that's not his. How do we know it's not his? It's understood that kol mashatach is yadav adam shalai. Until we know to the contrary, everything that a person has is his. So we assume that Shimon is the rightful owner of the Nascha. Two Edim saw that Reuven grabbed the Nascha, and Reuven's going to say, no, I wasn't really a ganav, I really took what's mine. jump in the lake. What kind of story is that? So Reuven's getting a real lamdan. He's not just a ganav, he's a lamdan. What's his lamdas? Believe me that I'm saying didichar for Migu, I could have said what? Migu, I could have said what? I could have said I didn't take it. I didn't take it. What kind of mishagas is that? What do you mean you could have said you didn't take it? There were two edim who said you did take it. So you have no ne'amanas. You have time to say didichar for stands on nothing. You have Migu stands on nothing. You have absolutely nothing going in your favor. So there's no question, we wouldn't be spending a week and a half in Naskan Rabbi Abba if there would have been another aid there who would have saw the Naskan been taken. The only reason Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Ami had such trouble, the only reason why the sugya takes up a month of our time is only because it was only one aid. If there would have been two aid, then what's the shayla? Of course the din Torah would have been over before it started. Comes the Rabban and says, that's the key. That's the secret to Naskan Rabbi Abba. Even though there's only one aid, but Api Halacha, there's an equation here. It can barely be seen, but it's still there. What is it? Erech equals two Aden. It's as if there are two Aden here. So if there would have been two Aden, you wouldn't have been able to say Migo. Just as the case of two Aden, you couldn't say Migo. You can't say Migo in the presence of Erech either. That's the Yisod of Naskha Drabi Abba. That's the answer to what's wrong with this Migo. So Rabbi Sai, according to the Ramban, this is fundamentally different than according to the Rivam. According to the Rivam, it was the Shvua Shabai that prevented the Migo. It's Hilcha Shavuos. It's the relationship between the Chiyuv Shavuos and the Chiyuv Tashlumin, that it's every Chiyuv Shavuos is really a Chiyuv Tashlumin with the Poiter. That's what prevents Migo from getting off the ground. According to the Ramban, this has nothing to do with the Shavuos Shavuos. The real emphasis is on the Eid Echa Shavuos. We need Shavuos because it's the Chiddush HaTorah Shavuos Eid Echad that enables this equation to be made. If the Torah wouldn't have been Mechadish HaShavuos Eid Echad, then this equation wouldn't have been true. But the real punchline, the real equal, the real barrier to applying Migo in this sugya, according to the Ramban, is not Hilcha Shavuos. The real equal, the real barrier, is this equation of Eid Echad equals Shnei Edim. So basically we have three very, very different approaches to this sugya. What is wrong with the Migo here? What is the basic fundamental flaw in the Migo? The Gemara never even talks about this Migo. The Gemara never even raises the question about this Migo. Rabbi Abba just says the guy loses the entire, he loses the Naska down, hands down, that's it. So all the Rishonim jump and say, why does he lose the Naska? He's got a Migo. What's wrong with this Migo? So the Re and the Baalei HaTosfos from last week's shiur, they were stuck at Hilchos Migo. They were searching high and low through the Klalim, Migo 127 Klalim, trying to find which clock we plug into that this Migo fails. It's a Migo De'Azah, it's a Migo De'Yar, it's a Migo Mishvul, De'Rais, Mishvul, De'Rais. They're trying to find some technicality to blow this Migo out of the water. That was the approach of Tosfos. Come to other Rishonim today and have a very, very different approach. There's nothing wrong with this Migo. The Migo is really good. Haraya, Rabbi Shmuel hold this Migo. It's not a bad Migo. It meets all the criteria of Hilchos Migo. But there's something else here that's preventing the implementation of this Migo. What is it? Either it's Hilchos Shavuos in general, because of our razzle dazzle mahalach and the relation between Chiyuv Shavuos and Chiyuv Tashlumin. That was the Rivam with the Rashba's interpretation, his beer of the Rivam. And then you have the Yesharim and the Ramban, who has a legami different for it. It's nothing to do with Hilchos Shavuos. It really has to do with Eid Echad. We need Shavuos just to create the unique status of Eid Echad to make this equation ring true. But it's not really the Shavuos Shabbat that's preventing the Migo. It's the Hilchos Eid Echad equals Beis Eidim Shabbat. My nafkamina between the Rivam and the Ramban, at the end of the day, we end up in the same place. At the end of the day, we end up with the same conclusion that the Migo is intrinsically good, but it still fails here for Shavuos Eid Echad. Either because of Shavuos Shabbat Eid Echad Shabbat. My nafkamina, who cares? What's the difference conceptually whether they go the route of the Rivam or go the route of the Ramban? Did everybody realize the two differences in the Rishonim when you read them? Everyone read the Rivam. Everyone read the Rashba. Everyone read the Ramban. Did everyone realize that they're saying two different things? No? Don't feel bad. You're not in such bad company. The Shach also didn't seem to see they were saying two different things. The Shach put them all together. But the Imre Baruch in his notes on the side of the Shach, at the bottom of the Shach, points out, if you look in the Rishonim, it's clear these are two different stories. These are two very, very different pictures. So don't feel so bad. You're not in such bad company. We're going with conventional wisdom. We just made up conventional wisdom because we like it. It rings better for the Shia. These are two different approaches. Any nafkamin l'dinam? What's the difference conceptually? At the end of the day, the Migo failed. Not on the technical grounds of the Tosfos, but on some new halachic concept. Shavuos Eid Echad, for whatever reason, the Shavuos Shabbat, the Eid Echad Shabbat, my nafkamin. Who? Give me a litmus test, nafkamina. Who wants to give me a nafkamina? Rabbi Sai, what were our favorite terms from years gone by? Din Klali and Din Prati? Which year do we have that? There was one year we were like, every other word was thin, calling, I don't remember anymore. Brachas, it was in Brachas Shirim. Who remembers? Din klali, din prati. Din klali means a general halacha, has many, many applications. Din prati means a very localized, unique halacha to a specific situation. The machlokes in the Rivam and the Ramban. Who's saying a din klali and who's saying a din prati? No? What's the Rivam saying? The Rivam didn't say this is anything unique about Shavuos Ha'Echad. According to the Rivam, the key word of the line was Shavua. Whenever there's a Chiv Shavua, all Shavuos are the same, all Shavuos Deraisas are the same. The Rivam's line of reasoning, L'chora, should apply not only in the case of Shavuos Ha'Echad, it should equally be true in the case of Moedim Mitzvos. It should equally be true in the case of Shavuos HaShomrim. There should be an absolute klal out there that you cannot use. Once the Chiv Shavuos Chal, once we pass the Chiyuv Shavuos Chal, what that means is Chiyuv Shavuos Chal equals Chavos Tashlumin Chal. That's an absolute ironclad equation. That was the Rivam's whole theory about Shavuos. Shavua, Beis Din doesn't pass in Chiyuv Shavua. Beis Din passes in Chiyuv Tashlumin. Chayiv Atal Shalem, Apot Atal Shalem. It's just that the Chiyuv Shavua means, even though Beis Din passes in Chayiv Atal Shalem, they gave you a break, they gave you a way out. But the Psak was true. The Psak is Chayiv Atal Shalem. That was the Rivam's theory behind all of Shavuos, not limited to Eid Echon. If that's the case, then the corollary of that Rivam would be that every Chiyuv Shavua in the Torah is really a Chiyuv Tashlumin, and it's inconceivable that Migo should help you. What Shaykh to say Migo? Lift off from a Chiyuv Tashlumin. You have to pay already. Migo. Migo for today, from today, from tomorrow. The Torah is over already. So L'chora, the Rivam is not limited. It happens to appear in our case, but L'chora, it's true in every Din Torah. Any Din Torah that involves a Shavua D'Oraisa. Whereas according to the Ramban, that's not necessarily the case. According to the Ramban, the Ramban didn't say that there's anything that intrinsically prevents the application of Migo just because there's a Chovas Shvua. The Ramban didn't learn that a Chiyuv Shvua means really a Chiyuv Tashlumin. No such thing according to the Ramban. The only reason why Migo doesn't apply in Nasrat Rabbi Abba is because of the unique nature of Shvuas Eid Echad. It's a din prati, because Shvuas Eid Echad creates this equation of Eid Echad equals Beis Eidim. But other Shvuas, such as Shvuas HaShomrim, Shvuas Moedim Mitzvos, the Rabbi is free to discuss. Maybe it will work, maybe it will work. I don't know whether it's going to work or not. There's nothing per se that's preventing the application of Migo. Nothing per se that's preventing the application of Migo by other Shvuas according to the Ramban. It's something very, very unique. Limited to Shavuos Eid Echad. Take a break for a minute. Okay, for my close friend and. So, Chara, even though in Arab Sugya, Bein Lefi HaRivam, Bein Lefi HaRamban, it turns out the Migo is not accepted. There'll be a tremendous nafkamina in other kinds of Shavuos. Oh, there aren't that many. Two other Shavuos, they're Isis. Might have mixed with Shavuos HaShem. What would the din be? What would Allah be? Will we be able to say a Migo to somehow ignore taking a Shavua? Is that in the ballpark? Is that in the cards or not? So the Chora, according to the Rivam, that's an impossibility. You can't even start. What's Shaykh to talk about taking a Shavua to present a Migo to get out of a Shavua, if the very nature of the Chiyuv of Shavua is a Chavis Tashlumin? But Shaykh, according to the Ramban, you could discuss it. The answer may be yes, the answer may be no. But you could discuss it, you could begin to talk about it, because after all, this equation, there's no equation that Moedim Mixes equals to Eidim, there's no equation that Shomer equals to Eidim. It's very unique, it's very did prati, it's very localized in terms of Asuri. So Taka, what's the did? Do we have any Rayas? So we only have two other possible Shavuos. So let's take a look at one of them. Let's take a look at Shavuos HaShomrim. So do we have a case that we know, we're familiar with, that exists in the realm of Shavuos HaShomrim, that's pretty parallel to this sugya? Namely, it appears that there's a Shavuos HaShomrim that's supposed to be taken. We're going to use a migah to finagle and jereza haram to give you a different Shavuos. It's not really the Shavuos HaShomrim, so the migah is going to be intact in terms of the degree of what you're going to do. You're going to take a Shavuos, but it's going to be a very different Shavuos. It's not really the original Shavuos. Are we going to accept it? Are we going to buy into such a thing or not? No, which sugya should clearly come to mind? Everyone should remember this sugya. What? That's fine, we spoke this gemara 100 times. Let's chaz that for a minute. So I come to Jason. I say, Jason, I gave you a car to watch. Okay? Where's the car? So Jason has an easy out. He could say, Nansu, he said the car got blown away, Maisa, but he's a Shemachinim, Shemachinim, whatever he is, he could say he's Potter, got stolen, if he's a Shemachinim, it's Nansu, it's a Shemachar, and easily, no problem. He'll take a Shvua and call it a day. But Jason's an honest guy, he's a straightforward guy. So what does he say to me? He says, let me tell you, Rabbi, so let me tell you what really happened to it. I gave it back to you yesterday. You don't remember, you were so busy, you weren't paying attention. I drove the car back and I handed you the keys and everything is Hechzarti. I said, Jason, 1 second. I have a shtar. The shtar says that I gave you a car to wash last week and you never asked for the shtar back, you never asked for a receipt, we never put the shtar. Shtar can be other my boy. So the Chayra, Tainus Hechzarti cannot stand on its own. Tainus Hechzarti in the presence of a shtar is like Tainus Parati of a milv in the presence of a shtar. We spoke about this 100 times already this year. Shtar can be other my boy. What does the Gemara say? Even though you can't say Hechzarti in and of itself, what should you be able to say? Hechzarti migo de what? Migo de nansu. So comes the Gemara and says, what's the din? What's the conclusion? What's the shayla about him? What's the Gemara's conclusion? Yeah. You believe to say Hechzarti, migo de you could have said nansu. Now don't think for a minute that we're going to let you say Hechzarti without a shvua, because that would undermine the entire migo. His migo means we believe you to say Hechzarti because you could have just as easily have said what? Have said Nansu. But if Nansu would have required a Shavua and Hechzarti won't require a Shavua, it's ois migo. That's obviously not a good migo. So obviously, even any possibility of accepting Tainus Hechzarti is going to presuppose that you're taking a Shavua. So yes, you believe to say Hechzarti, yes with a Shavua. Migo, you could have said Nansu, yes with a Shavua. So that migo exists. That's the Gemara of Ayinu Beis. We spoke with this Gemara Mamish. Last year we spoke with this Gemara. This year we spoke with one of our favorite Gemaras this year. Yes, such a migo does exist. You believe to say Hechzarti b'shvua, migo you could have said Nansu b'shvua. Let's analyze this Gemara. Does this Gemara make any sense? We're applying migo to and enable you to finagle yourself out of which shvua? Shvua sashayimrim. Shvua Nansu is the shvua sashayimrim. You're not taking that shvua. You're doing a different shvua. You're writing your own script. But the script of Parshas Mishpatim you're not doing. You're not reading the right words. And that's cool. That's fine. We have no problems with that because you have a migo. So let's analyze. According to the Ramban, do we have any problems with this Gemara? Not at all. According to the Ramban, that's fine, perfectly okay. Because the Ramban understood what's the nature of a Chiyuv Shvua. A Chiyuv Shvua is not a Chiyuv Tashlumin with the tour of thinking of Shvua. The Ramban held the other side of the Chakira of the Rivam and the Rashba. The Ramban held a Chiyuv Shvua is exactly what it sounds like. It's a Chiyuv Shvua. So we passed the Chayiv Shvua, and now we want to go to the next step. Are you Chayiv Tashlumin? So you're going to come with a Migo and you're going to explain. Believe me to take the Shvua. Migo could take the other Shvua. Don't make me pay money. Good. Ramban says that's fine. No problem. The Ramban had problems in Naskad Rabbi Abba. We can't do that because Erechad equals to Edim. So you can't take the Migo is not going to work with Makom to Edim. So it's not going to work by extension of Makom Erechad either. So the Ramban had very, very unique localized issues in Naskad Rabbi Abba that prevented the proper application of this Migo. But in the Ayin, in Baba Basu, it's not Eidecha, it's not Shavuos Eidecha. There is no equation equals Shnei Eidim on the board. It's just a plain and simple Migo to get around taking the Shavuos HaShom and I'll take another Shavuah. The Rabban says, that's great. I have no problems at all. The Rabbi says, according to the Rivam, according to the Rashba, that the problem in Naskad Rabbi Abba is not the Erechad, but it's a generic statement, Shvua, the generalized statement of Shvua that prevents the application of Amigo. We got big problems. According to the Rivam, the Sugya and Daf Ayin is a replica of this Sugya. There's a Shvua Satira called Shvua Sashomrim. What does that mean? When Beis Din Paskins Shvua Sashomrim, when Beis Din Paskins Shvua Sashomrim, that's tantamount to Paskining what? Chayev Atol L'Shalem. Once Beis Din said those magic words, Chayev Atol Shalem, all the Migos in the world aren't going to undo that psak. You have to take the Shavuos HaTorah. You don't want to take the Shavuos HaTorah? Tough luck, then you got to pay. So according to the Rivam and the Rashba, the same magic word Shavua on Daf Lamed Daled that prevented Migo should apply in Daf Ayin also. Shavuos HaShayimim should prevent the application of a Migo. What's the difference between Daf Lamed Daled and Daf Ayin according to the Rivam? That's the real kasha. And what's the answer, by saying? What's the answer to that question? Who thought of that question? When you learned the Sugya, the Rivam, you saw the Ramban, you should have been eating away. That question, that should have been eating away at you. What's the answer? No? What's the answer? No, what's the answer? What's the answer, Basha? What? What do you mean where it came from? comes the Shit Mekubetzes and quotes the name that tells a Rosh the following Yisayid. Comes the Tzai Rosh and says, the Ramban's right. The Rivam's right. The Rivam's right. Whatever, once the Chiyuv Shvuah is Chal, there's no such thing as a Chiyuv Shvuah, according to the Rivam. Chiyuv Shvuah equals Chiyuv Tashlumen. Once the Chiyuv Shvuah dash slash Chiyuv Tashlumen is Chal, all the vehicles in the world aren't going to knock it off. Rabbi Sai, we have to draw a timeline properly and pinpoint the moment in time when the Chiyuv Shvuah slash Tashlumen is Chal. What makes the Chiyuv Shvuah? What moment in time, precisely what moment in time, is the Chova Shvuah slash Tashlum and Chal? So when it comes to Shvuah Seidachar, what's the answer to that question? The answer is very obvious. What moment in time? You have to isolate a moment. There are a lot of things going on in this Din Torah. The guys are coming to Beis Din, one guy screaming at another guy, I'm screaming, you took my thing, I say Didi Chadfei, I'm saying this, you're saying that. Can you somebody point to me the moment in time? The point of no return in the Chiyuv Shvuah slash Tashlum and Chal? What point? When he grabs it? When the Erechat testifies. When the Erechat says, I saw Reuven being chaytiv to Naska. That's it. Erechat is mechayev shvuah. There's no other moment of time. It's totally irrelevant what the other person said. Nothing else mattered. It's that. That's the moment in time. Once that chovah shvuah was chal, that chovah chiyuv shvuah meant the chiyuv tashlumen, he goes out the window. And it didn't tire between the mafkin and the shomer. What is the moment of time when the Chiyuv Shvuah slash Tashlum in Ischal? Oh, so I can think of multiple different answers to that question. There are a few different possibilities for that point. Anyone want to tell me? What are some different possibilities? When the Chiyuv Shvuah slash Tashlum in Ischal? I can come up with something very radical. I can say, you know when the Chiyuv is Chal? At the moment of what? Way before that. No, way before that. At the Shasa Shmira. Maybe at the moment of Shmira, once I watch something, maybe at that moment I become this Chayef for all subsequent things that are going to happen, if and when they happen. If they happen, then I'm Chayef. If they don't happen, then obviously I'm not Chayef. But the moment of obligation is from the moment of Shmira itself. Anyone ever hear something so wild as that? Anyone ever heard of such a crazy possibility? Anyone here link supers in the third parak? The Gemara raises that possibility, not about a regular Shomer, but about a who? What's the most unique Shomer? What's the most highest level of Shomer? A Shoyel. The Gemara raises the possibility that a Shoyel may actually be Chaya from when? From the moment of She'eva itself and all subsequent things that happen. My nafkamin, who cares? So the Gemara's nafkamin is Medina. The Gemara is a Shaila. What's the din? If a person borrows something and then he dies and then an onus happens later after he's already dead, are the Yoshim Chayiv or the Yoshim not Chayiv? Yoshim only Chayiv for Chiyuvim that started at the time that the father was alive. Well, the father was alive at the time of She'eva, wasn't time Chayiv at the time of onus. So the Gemara in Ksubas Lav Lamed Daled raises the very real possibility that maybe certain Chiyuvei Shomrim, at least Chiyuvei She'elim, may even start from the early moment. But we're not going to go that route right now. So what's the next possible moment when the Chiyuv Shvuah slash Tashlum is Chal? When the onus itself happens. That's another possibility. Chamza tells the Rosh and says neither of those possibilities is correct. What's the real moment of truth? In the moment that the Shomer responds and says Ne'entzu. Once the Shomer says Nansu, in the case of Shabbachim, he says Nignav, that's when the Chiyuv Shvuah slash Chiyuv Tashlum is Chal. And from that point on, the Migos are impossible. What's unique about Tafayin? The Shomer never opened up his mouth. He never said his line. He never said the magic words in Nansu. What did he say? When he was confronted by the Mafkid, where's my car? Jason, what did you say? He didn't say Nansu. What did you say? Hechzarti, you never said Nansu. You never said Nansu. You never kicked the... You never pulled the switch on this. You never started the process. You never said the words in Ensu. There was no Chiyuv Shvuah. There was no Chiyuv Shvuah. There was no Chavos Tashlumen. Kozman, there was no Psak of Chavos Tashlumen. Migos are still available. Says the Taisa Rush, that's the answer according to the Rivam. That is the difference between the Rabbasad of Lamed Aleph and the Rabbasad of Ayin. They're fundamentally the same. All of the Chavos prevents Migos because the very nature Shvuah equals Tashlumen. The only difference is that whereas on Daf Lamedal the Chi of Tashlumin already was set into motion, because that was brought about through the Eidus of the Ein Echad, and Daf Ayin there was no response of Nansu, therefore the Chavos Tashlumin didn't start. That's the Tezer Rosh Hashanah Daf Rivam. Which Rishon is sitting on the sides and saying, this is a silly question, doesn't need an answer? Ramban. The Ramban never asked this question. The Ramban wasn't bothered with this question. The Ramban couldn't care less about this question. It's not a question. According to Ramban, it's not a question. According to Ramban, the answer is obvious. The Ramban never said Shvuah prevents Nigo. The Ramban said Erechad prevents Nigo, not Shvuah. So far, so good. But so let's forget Shvuas HaShomim now, forget Shvuas Medemiktus now. Let's go back to Nasrat Rabbi Yama. Everyone with us? No, I see a lot of guys tired. It's Monday morning. It's been a full week already. We didn't even have Shia yesterday. Guys, with us? Who's with us? Guys had an extra day yesterday? Okay. Not so hard. Nasrat Rabbi is so hard? Not so hard. So hard. Comes Nasrat Rabbi Yama and tells us, the statement in Chatfei v'didi Chatfei is not acceptable. The implication is, not only is that statement not acceptable, there are no Migos available to the Chotef. He lost it in Torah because Migo didn't work. In Chatfei v'didi Chatfei doesn't work, he's not believed to say, believe me, the Migo could have said it wasn't Chotef. Okay, I'll change the Migo on you. Believe me to say, in Chatfei, can I say? Okay, if you okay, no, it's okay. It's not worth it to write. Believe me to say, in Chatfei v'didi Chatfei, believe me to say that Migo, I could have said something else. What could I have said? Am I come up with some creative Migo? Yes, I stole it from you. I mean, yes, I grabbed it from you. Yes, I grabbed it. It's mine. That statement doesn't hold up to say it's mine. Migo, what? What other Migo could I have said? What? I give it back. Yeah, I grabbed it last week. I know I grabbed it last week. I gave it back the next day. I needed it for something. I needed a bar of silver for something. But I don't need it anymore. I give it back already. Where is it now? I don't know where it is. You lost it. That's not my problem. Go find it. You don't see it. It's not on me. I'm not hiding it anywhere. I give it back to you. So come to Rishonim and bother with that kasha. Come to Ramban and bother with that kasha. Why can't we believe the guy who says in chatfei dichatfei the new migo? We haven't seen this migo surface yet in this sugya. In chatfei dichatfei, believe me to say that migo, I could have said I give it back to you. That's the Ramban's kasha. Comes the Ramban with a pilpul, with a shtickle taira. Wait a second. Let's say we know that somebody grabbed something. Let's say we know for a fact, we have 180 who said that Jason stole something from Moshe. And now a week later, Jason says, I'm not denying that he stole from Moshe. I'm saying I returned it to Moshe. Does he believe it or not? Then I'm bowing with a pilpul, with a back and a forth, a rice, some ksubis. Yeah, maybe, no. Is he believed or not? So the Ramban says, assuming that he's believed, assuming that such a person would have nemanus, so why doesn't the chaytef and asugya have that same nemanus? Believe me to say, in chadfei didi chadfei, migo, I could have said, I returned it to you. That's the Ramban's formulation of Akash, which led him to a pilpul with Rishayim, with Ksubas, Tafid Chas. Is that a good Nemanus? Not a good Nemanus. So you have to stop the Ramban. Stop in his tracks. Say, wait a second. Do we understand this question? Does this question even bother us? Believe me to say, in Chal, Pedi Chal, Vimi, I could have said Echzarti. No, everybody says, is this a good question? Would you have asked this question? Who would have asked this question? What? The only person who asked this question is the Ramban. Why does the Ramban ask this question? Because the Ramban understood that there's nothing intrinsically about Hilcha Shvuas that's preventing Migo. What's really preventing the Migo in our sugya is not the Shvushabo, it's which equation? The equation nobody could see, the equation of Erechad equals Shnei Edim. Whatever you couldn't say in the presence of two Edim, you can't say in the presence of Erechad. So you couldn't have said the original Migo that the Rishonim were bothered with originally, before this last Migo. The original Migo was, believe me to say, Lo Chatfei, but you couldn't have said Lo Chatfei, because there are Edim who say you were Chatef. So therefore you don't have a Migo. So the Migo of Lo Chatfei doesn't exist because Eidachar equals Shnu Eidim, so that Migo is blown out of the water. But the Migo of Echzarti, maybe yeah. Ban says, there are no Eidim saying you did or didn't return it. So that option of Migo does exist for you. So ask the Ramban, just because we did away with the Migo of Lo Chatfei, that Migo was ruined. But the Migo of Echzarti, that's a good Migo. That Migo still lasts. So the Ramban's bothered with that kasha. Ramban takes that question with the utmost seriousness. And he goes on a whole tangent. Is that a good time or not a good time? Yeah, Migo, no Migo. The Rivam would be sitting in Shia and saying, what's he wasting his time asking this question for? What kind of question is that? Believe me, the Migo that I could have said, Echzarti. What was the Rivam's whole thrust of the Sugra by saying? What's the Rivam's whole Yisoid in our entire Sugya? Mitchila v'yatsoif, no? Come on, guys, somebody awake. So far, no one said anything here today. Come on. No, Ronnie, what's the Rivam's whole Yisoid? If you had it, okay. And therefore what? And therefore what's never going to work? There ain't no Migo under the sun that's going to work according to the Rivam. There is no Migo that's going to work in the presence of a Shavua Seir Echad. Because of Shavua, Shehilcha Shavua prevents Migo from being Chal. Because the dinter is over, the Shulman took place already, the Chiv the Shulman was Chal already. So the Rivam is sitting in the back of the Shir of the Ramban, and the Ramban starts pulling with a new Migo. Okay, this Migo is no good, I'll throw another Migo at you. Says the Rivam, what are you pulling with Migo? It's the same way that it was clear what I just told you before, that you can't say Migo, you can't be believed to say Imcharfe, Dicharfe, Migo, that I could have said Lochatfe. You can't be believed to say Hechzarti, because Migos just don't work in the realm of Shavuos. So the Ramban, the Shitosa, was bothered with the question. Okay, so now the Ramban was bothered with the question, we have to at least give equal time to the Ramban. So Taka, what's the answer? How come the person doesn't win the Din Torah with this Taina? The Rivam ignored the question, but the Ramban, the Shitosa, asked the question. Let's believe the guy who says, in Chatfe, Vididi Chatfe, the Migo I could have said Hechzarti. How would you approach that question? What would be a possible answer to that question? What's wrong with that Migo? Believe me to say, in Chatve, Dichatve, Migo, I could have said Hechzarti. What's the answer to that question? What do you have to do to that Migo? What do you have to do to that Migo to invalidate that Migo? Sounds like a great Migo, according to the Ramban. Migo, I could have said Hechzarti. What's the answer to that question? You obviously couldn't have said what? Hechzarti. It must be the answer to that question is that you didn't have the ability to say Hechzarti. Well, why didn't you have the ability to say Hechzarti? So comes Ramban and says, for one of two reasons. One is a practical reason, and one is a halachic reason. What are the, logically, even if you didn't see the Ramban, what are the two possible reasons why a person wouldn't be believed to say Hechzarti? And since you wouldn't be believed to say Hechzarti, therefore you don't have a migo of Hechzarti. What are the two different reasons that would prevent the person from saying Hechzarti?
Taking it easy
to
Russia.
What? He's taking it easy to Russia. Simple. He still got it. Who's holding the nascha? At the time that this Torah is taking place, the guy's got the nascha in his hand. He's holding on to it for dear life. So what do you mean, Hechzarti? So Ramban says, the simple approach, which is what some Mishnayim said, is that, of course, you would theoretically believe to say Hechzarti if that was a viable option, but you're still holding on to it. And that's the only reason in our sugya why not Ne'eman to say Hechzarti, which would, of course, be a tremendous enough community ladina. It means lu yitzuya that the guy is not holding the nascha, he would have won the Din Torah. Wow, that's Ikeh Chosim and a Sefer. The Gemara doesn't say that. I don't know, I just read Lamadal and Aleph. The Gemara tells the whole story, that's all the drama. Everyone's acting out, who's holding it. Does it say anywhere the guy still holding the nascha? Rachel doesn't say it anywhere. It doesn't say it. I don't know what this nascha is. Where is the mystery of the hidden? Nah, I don't know what the nascha is. The nascha could be on the moon for now. I don't know where it is. According to the first pshat in the Ramban, the whole sugi is the guy still holding on to the nascha. Because if he's not holding on to the nascha, then he has a migo of Hechzarti. That's the Ramban's first mahalach. And then the Ramban says, no, that the reason why he's not believed to say Hechzarti is, you know why? You know why he's not believed to say Hechzarti? Because you never believe to say Hechzarti. Hechzarti is not a taina. Hechzarti is not a response. Forget about Nasa Rabbi Abu Derechaz, regular, normal case. Reuven grabs something from Shimon. In front of Adam, in front of 1,000 Adam, Reuven grabs something from Shimon, then a week later he says, I gave it back. You're not Nemun, says the Ramban. There's no Nemun to say that's not a Taina, Hechzarti. That is not an acceptable Taina base to say Hechzarti. That's the reason why there's no Migo here. So again, so we have three reasons in the Rishonim, three possible permutations in the Rishonim. What happened to this new Migo? Okay, the first half of the Shia was what happened to the Migu of Lochatvi, so we dealt with that. The Ri had his Piyat, the Rivam had his Piyat, the Ramam had his Piyat. Now we have a second question that we showed him a bottle with. What happened to the Migu of Echzarti? So according to the Rivam, you can't say Migos. The same way you can't say the first Migos, you can't say this Migos. Shvuah prevents Migos. But according to the Ramban, that Shvuah per se doesn't prevent Migos, what's wrong with Echzarti? It's either a very practical answer, that the guy's still holding on to the Naskas, that's absurd, or Apiyalocha, Tainus Echzarti is not a Taina. Is that true? Is Tainus Echzarti not a Taina? What should it then be? Forget Naskot Rabbi. We never learned from the Naskot Rabbi. Regular Din Torah comes your way. Two guys are fighting it out. I say you stole this Naskot from me, and I have Edim to say that you stole it, and you say I returned it. Are you believed or not? Is Echzarti a good response in a Beis Din or not? What do you think the answer to that question is? There's no Gemara that talks about it. At least Beferish. What would you think that Allah is? If you were sitting on a Din Torah now, and the guy, the Ganav, he's a known Ganav. We already proved him with Adam, 100 Adam, that he's a Ganav. But he says, I gave it back. The guy says, I never got it back. Which case, which Din Torah do we have that most resembles that? We've had a very similar Din Torah. We spoke about it 100 times. Just instead of calling the guy a Ganav, call him a what? Call him a what? Don't call him a Shomer. Call him a Shomer if you want. Call him a Lover. I borrowed $1,000 from you. We have 100 Adim that says I borrowed $1,000 from you. Am I believed to say Hechzarti or not? We don't use the word term Hechzarti when we speak about a halva. What term do we use? Parati. It's the same thing. Parati is to cash, but Hechzarti is to an object. Lahavzir means I'm returning the same object that I took. When I'm a Ganav, I have to return that object if it's still around. When I'm a Shomer, I have to return that object. So we say I was Maxir, the object, to you. When we borrow money, when I borrow $1,000, I don't have to give back those same $1,000 bills. I give back other dollar bills. So that's not called lahazir, that's called lipara, lefroa. So what's it then? We know for a fact, it's an established fact that I owe you $1,000. I borrowed $1,000 or aid them. I'm not debating that. I'm not questioning that. But I say I gave it back to you. What's the din? Am I believed or not? What's the answer? We should know the answer. What does it depend on? If there's a shtar, there's no shtar. If there's a shtar, then you got a shtar chavir of my boy issue. If there's no shtar, what's the din? Famous Gemara, it's Masechta Shavuos. Hamalvus chaveiro bewa, be'edim. What? What's the next end of the line? Ein tzarich lefar be'edim. You don't have to return with edim. You don't have to pay back with edim. What does that mean? Hamalvus chaveiro be'edim. Ein tzarich lefar be'edim. What is that tenth amount to say? That you believe to say what? Parati. So I believe to say parati. So that's an acceptable taina. So if parati is a good taina, why is Echzarti a good taina? What's the problem? You don't like the marshal of Malvin Loewe, so you guys picked the marshal of Mafkin and Shomer. Is the Shomer believed to say Echzarti? What's the answer? Absolutely believed to say Echzarti. If there's a shtar, then we got problems. You got a shtar, but even there we're going to save him based on Migo. But we don't need Migos for this. If there's no shtar, about the Shomer's believed to say Echzarti. What's the shtar? So Rabbi Say, what's the problem? What's wrong with this jump? A loiv is believed to say parati, a shomer is believed to say echzarti, a ganav should be believed to say echzarti also. So the rishonim have a major machlokes about that question. There's no gemara b'feirush about it. It's a major machlokes of rishonim. So some rishonim say absolutely, hitachi is believed. And other rishonim say absolutely not. It's not the same. What's the difference? What's the obvious difference? He admitted it in all three cases. I admitted I'm a shomer, I admitted I'm a loiv, I admitted I'm a ganav. What's the answer? The difference is obvious. Okay, that's an interesting. That's one nekuda. That's one possibility. Okay. What's supposed to happen? Every lover, it's understood. I'm buying $100 from you. It's omed lekach. I'm going to pay back $100. That's what's supposed to happen. That's the darkish oilam. What's the darkish oilam? I give you a car to watch when the zman pikkudon is over. What's the darkish oilam? You know, we sometimes think that the normal way of pikkudon is that something goes wrong. That's the one in a million cases. We have pikkudons all the time. I give you something to watch for a day, I come back, it's there. So what's supposed to happen is, you're supposed to return it to me. And that's what does happen 99.999% of the time. We may even want to call it a rove. We may even want to call it a great rove. Would you say that most people who mug other people on the A train and steal their wallets usually return it? Ma, Tazoy, what a tzaddik you said earlier. Gavaldik. Most people that steal, I'm sorry to say, do not necessarily return their stolen objects. Sometimes they're caught with evasion, sometimes not. You could probably find one in a million. You know, maybe Anshe Ninveh. Even that, Gemara says, didn't return everything. That's not the doctrine. That's not the norm to return a stolen object. So come to somebody to be shown and say, what kind of Mishikas time is that that you return it? Forget it, the norm is the other way. The rove, that you didn't return it. So of course you have to pay back the object. So it's a Mechoykes of Mishonim. There's a guy named, there's a ganav, a chaytef, who's a ganav, basically. It's just a nice term, poetic way of saying a ganav is a chaytef. Is he named to say achzarati or not? So comes the Ramban and says, the answer to this question, which Ramban made up, according to the Rivam, that was never questioned to begin with. But according to the question that the Ramban made up, that the Ramban was disturbed, the Ramban was bothered with, is what happened to the Migo of Migo, believe me to say, inchat v'dichat Migo achlisat achzarati. So you have to answer this either a balabatish away, a metzias teres, hachav ha'eskidim, the chaytev is still holding on to the naska, so the migo is undermined. Or maybe a pidin, the chaytev isn't believed, because no chaytev, no ganav has ever believed the seich zarati, because it's not the same as parati and efsarati of a pikodah. So the Ramban, who was so much time working on this issue, trying to bring rise back and forth to this issue, dealing with this dilemma, was the shitasa, according to the Rivam. Rivam was not bothered b'chalal by this kasha. Didn't interest him in this kasha, because the same way that the existence of a shvua prevents the migu of lochaste, that same shvua prevents the migu of echzarte. So we have to go a little bit further, hopefully with Shem tomorrow, to finish at least this part of Naschal Rabbi Abba, just to touch up a little bit this Ramban about is echzarte a good nemanus, not a good nemanus. And then, just to go one step further, just to understand a little bit, what are the Bishanim talking about over here? Does this migo work? Does this migo not work? How does this relate to something else we spoke about migo a few times this year? Well, we spoke about migos and shvuas earlier this year. Didn't we have a rimagash in Russia's that talked about a very, very similar topic? So let's try to see tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, if we can put together the pieces of this puzzle, this, you know, at least the first part of the Sugnasa.